Well, to discuss that a bit further, I'm joined with Professor James A. Fetzer, who is a professor emeritus at the University of Minnesota, who's joining us live now by Skype from Madison. Sir, thanks a lot for joining us now. How exactly are you feeling at this point about this investigation and about the FBI calling these two men suspects at this point?
Well, it looks to me as though this is part of a very clever cover-up, because one of the men looks a great deal like the bona fide suspects whose images have appeared before at legitgov.org, Citizens for Legitimate Government, what really happened, and other websites, who are wearing U.S. military police off-duty attire with caps that had a skull image on it, indicating these were probably SEALs. They had backpacks. They were on cell phones. They weren't watching the marathon. They appear to be the real suspects. So I think that having one of these fellows with a cap on that had a fuzzy image, they could claim that the photos of the skull cap were simply a misidentification. I don't believe that was the case at all. Moreover, it appears as though the bombings were really intended to distract attention from a major report about the U.S. having engaged in torture during the Bush-Cheney administration, continued by the Obama administration, which was released on the 15th, too, and reported in the New York Times on the 16th, but it was blown off of the front page by the Boston bombing. The false flag meme, however, seems to be catching up with the American government, because Yahoo News has now asked who is behind the Boston Marathon bombings and offered four theories: Islamic jihadists, right-wing militia types, the government, or a criminally insane lone wolf. The government appearing on that list is very telling, very important, very significant that the people are catching on to these false flag attacks.
So then, Professor, would it be fair to say that Muslims are then right in fearing what is to come for them?
Well, it doesn't look from the pinning the tail on the two patsies that are shown in these photographs the FBI just released, neither of whom is Middle Eastern. It looks to me as though the claim is going to be that this was a domestic terrorist plot and that it's going to be used to increase pressures for gun control and to manipulate the American people using military intervention in police matters, which violates what's known as posse comitatus. I believe this is another encroachment on our civil rights, and that the government is going to push it aggressively as a form that this was a domestic terrorist act requiring a greater military presence in American cities.
All right, we'll have to leave it for now, but of course we do appreciate your insight. That was Professor James Fetzer speaking to us live from Madison.